15 and a half minutes here before 7 o'clock, before 8 o'clock in the Peace and Fort Nelson, and there's a new tool to help fight alcoholism. Last month, the BC Centre on Substance Use put new guidelines in place for doctors. It includes medication to curb addiction. A Penticton doctor was part of the committee that developed the new guidelines. Dr. Jeff Harries is now traveling throughout BC training physicians, and he joins us on the line this morning. Hi there.
Hi, Carolina.
How do these new guidelines differ from the way doctors and others are currently treating alcoholism?
There's a number of different parts about these guidelines. There's screening. We more carefully screen people for alcohol and risky drinking behaviors. Another thing is we treat them differently when they're in withdrawal. There's a different protocol now. And the other thing that's really dear to my heart is that we now understand that there are medications that we can give people while they're drinking that helps them slow down and potentially stop their drinking, which
is
really a new understanding.
Yeah, you mentioned that it was dear to your heart. What is this medication?
Well, there's actually up to six of them, and one of them seems to work for anyone with alcohol use disorder, helping them decrease the use. And they just need to be on this temporarily for a number of months, usually less than a year. And it just helps their brains adapt and heal from the injury that the alcohol has caused them.
How does it work exactly to do that?
They actually, each of them works a bit differently, and it works differently depending on your background, how alcohol has affected you, and some genes are involved. But the bottom line is it just makes people's brains not feel like alcohol is a solution. It doesn't make them feel sick. It actually makes them feel better, and they just notice that they're not drinking as much. So it's really quite a radical change.
What sort of difference can this make for people who are misusing alcohol?
Well, as you probably know or heard, that you know, people, lots of people drink alcohol, but some people get sort of dragged down into very unhealthy amounts of alcohol that causes very bad impacts on their health, and these meds seem to just help the brain heal so those urges aren't there to the extent they were before.
It's interesting because we talk about medication to help people stop smoking. We talk about different medications to help people with drug use. Why do you think it's taken so long to implement medications when it comes to alcohol?
Good question. I think what's happened is the paradigm we understand alcohol and alcoholism has there's a new way of thinking about it, which is that the alcohol has been causing these injuries. It's not a matter of poor upbringing or, you know, low willpower, all the other things that we've thought it was all about, but rather the alcohol has just caused chemical changes in the brain that's made it so that alcohol is very appealing to people and essential to people. And that's really our understanding now of a large part of the process of alcohol use disorder.
So it's a disease, not a character trait.
Yeah, very much. And when you see the dramatic improvements in people's lives that occur when you've got them on the right med, it's just remarkable.
What kind of dramatic improvements? What have you seen?
Oh, so, you know, a 35-year-old who's been drinking heavily since the age of 15 goes on two medications, and within a week they're feeling, you know, they're drinking only a quarter of what they were previously. Instead of 2 to 3 bottles of wine a day, they're drinking, you know, 2 or 3 glasses of wine and just thrilled with how much better they're feeling. That's the other thing, is it isn't just they notice the decreased level of alcohol intake. They actually feel so much better. They don't have this irritability and this sense of desperation, but instead have so much more hope that they'll be able to get through these times.
And it must say something to patients as well to have a medication so that they're not holding themselves so accountable.
Yeah, and that's also a really big part. And so having the family understand this new understanding of alcohol use disorder is so important too, because what they need is a sense of hope. And unfortunately, we've been, I think, as a society, contributing to their anguish and pain that emotionally that they have, because this alcohol has sort of led them to a place that they don't want to be in, but have felt powerless to get out of. So these meds are really remarkable in that way. And they're inexpensive meds. They cost less than $45 a month.
And the new guidelines as well recommend starting alcohol screening with patients starting at the age 12. Why such a young age?
Well, there's a subset of people with alcohol use disorder called early onset alcohol use disorder who develop the disorder very quickly after they're exposed to alcohol, so within weeks or months. And they and so if they've been exposed at a very young age, like 12, you want to identify if this person has that trouble so that they can get help. And if you're not asking the questions about whether they drink or whether they're exposed to that, you wouldn't know that they were having trouble.
And this is available now in the Northern Health region?
Yes, there. I understand Interior Health is creating a program to get this out, but I was speaking at a First Nations Health Authority Nurses Forum a month and a half ago. And so many of them are on board with these new ideas, and I know Northern Health will be developing and broadening access to this over the number of months.
Great to speak with you, Dr. Harry. Thanks so much for the time today.
Thanks so much, Carolina. Pleasure.
Jeff Harries is a family physician based in Penticton, part of the South Okanagan Alcohol Use Disorder Initiative. What do you think about the news? You can let us know on our topic.